What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on. What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our
party. Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future, and let's consider what really happened.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink if you gotta have proof. Distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bomb. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here today. And sorry for the late start. We had a little bit of a technical issue that came on up. And thanks to all of my viewers over on YouTube who bore with us patiently while we got through all these technical glitches. And just so that you know, we are working on getting a whole new system of remote broadcast ready to go as of the 1st of February. And we're told not only is it going to be more reliable, it'll also have a higher sound quality. And that, of course, is going to make everything better for everybody. So anyway, it is Friday, January 4th, 2019, POW Hunter Friday. The phone lines are now open, 800-313-9443. And getting into the news here, the House of Representatives is really not presenting a positive face to the American people, I think. And apparently last night, the new Michigan Democratic Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib spoke to a crowd of supporters over at Move On and basically just railed on President Trump, ending with, and I quote, "We're going to go in there and we're going to impeach the mother. You can fill in the rest." And of course, the crowd cheered. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, we're going to get that. And the optics on that are really very, very bad. And as a matter of fact, a lot of Democratic leaders came on out and said that was really not appropriate first of all, to use that language. Now, they don't have a problem with impeaching President Trump. They absolutely do not. But they definitely think that she made the entire party and the House of Representatives look really bad. And apparently California Representative Brad Sherman, who introduced the articles of impeachment that are currently in the House against Donald Trump, was shocked by Rashida's commentary. And Costa would tell CNN reporter, it's inappropriate. We have our differences, but we need to set a higher standard. And I absolutely agree. It was a wholly inappropriate thing for her to say. And maybe she's just sort of still on that high of having won and being in the House of Representatives. But a little bit of decorum, because that Congress, both House and Senate, is in fact supposed to represent we the people. And I don't use that kind of language. And I don't get personal with people I disagree with. And I agree we should have a higher standard. Okay, we're going to do a shout out now to our honor affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So the House is already getting to work, and they did go ahead and they voted a spending bill without any money for the border wall. And of course, this is a non-starter. Trump's already said he would veto it. Mitch McConnell is saying he will not introduce it into the Senate. This is just grandstanding on the part of Nancy Pelosi, who wants to prove that she's in control, that she's in control of what's going on here. And they had another meeting. Schumer, Pelosi, and Trump had another meeting this morning, which went nowhere. Trump said it was productive. Pelosi and Schumer said it was contentious, which means they got to yelling at each other again, only this time there were no cameras. And Trump came on out and he had a presser, and he made a couple of valid points. One thing that you need to keep in mind, the spending bill has $54 billion in it for foreign aid. That's your money going to, in theory, fix problems in other people's countries, or more than likely to bribe their leadership. So we're talking about a foreign aid budget that's 10 times what Trump wants for the border wall. Now, at one point, there'd been a compromise DHS bill that said we might put $2 billion in for the border wall. Trump appeared to waffle, then he went hardline and said, no, it's the 5.6, it's the 5.6. Sean Hannity had come on out there and said that Trump might offer a compromise where he would go along with amnesty for the DACA immigrants if Schumer and Pelosi would go along with funding the border wall. But Trump finished up his presser basically saying that they're going to work through the weekend and try and come to some kind of an agreement so they can reopen the government. But I don't think it's really going to work. First of all, Schumer and Pelosi, they don't want to negotiate. They're taking a hard-line position. There will be no wall, which is amazing because 10 years ago, they were both saying, yeah, we got to secure our southern border. And now it's completely reversed. They want those borders open. They want the illegals pouring on in here. And Pelosi is out there saying, walls are immoral. It's an immorality. Really? What about the wall around the Vatican? Is that an immorality? What about the wall around the homes you yourself live in, or the Obamas, or the Clintons? Are those all immoralities? If it's okay to put walls and fences around buildings like, oh, for example, the White House, why is it not okay to put a wall or a fence around our entire country to deal with this problem, which has to be dealt with? And, of course, Schumer is out there saying, well, let's just get the government going again, and then we'll negotiate further on about getting the wall built. But again, Schumer and Pelosi have made it clear. They're on record as saying, absolutely under no circumstances will they allow that wall to be built. Now, they are getting some defections here, because over on Fox and Friends yesterday, Democratic Representative Ro Khanna of California encouraged migrants to follow the immigration process. In other words, come here through the legal means And she said she thinks the southern border must be secured. And she, like Donald Trump and so many others, basically pointed to the murder of that California police officer by an illegal immigrant and debated the merits of sanctuary state policies. Now, what a lot of people have really missed here, the irony of this, that police officer who was killed by an illegal immigrant was himself a legal immigrant. He had gone through the process. He had gone through all the paperwork. He had become a United States citizen through the legal method, and all he'd wanted to be was a peace officer. So, anyway, the House is also up to a whole bunch of other things. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi has a project where she's introducing a bill that is supposed to be a government overhaul of campaign finance and ethic rules that will expand voting rights. In other words, another attack on keeping the American vote for the American people. But apparently, one of the specifics supposedly allocates a pool of taxpayer money to match small dollar donations 6-1 to encourage grassroots campaigning. In other words, to use taxpayer dollars to basically increase funding to these small little made-up groups that are out there pushing for things like open borders. Now, the package is not going to pass the Senate. The Senate is going to stand firm against the House abuses. But the idea of government-financed campaigns means the state is allowed to allocate money to preferred parties and campaigners while dissuading non-preferred. And it's been very popular in progressive circles. They basically want the government to be in a position to control the public debate, just as the government controls the corporate media and the government is trying to control the independent media. But if you look at how the IRS was targeting conservatives under Obama, I think the idea of any kind of government funding of political dialogue is a very, very dangerous situation. Other bills the Democrats introduced at the House of Representatives, one is to eliminate the Electoral College, and the other is to stop presidents from pardoning themselves or members of their family. And Representative Stephen Cohen, Democrat of Tennessee, introduced these bills on the first night, and they're both aimed at Donald Trump. Now, the bill to eliminate the Electoral College, that requires a change to the Constitution, an amendment. And again, I think they're grandstanding. I don't think it's going to go through the Senate. Trump is not going to sign it. And even if by some weird confluence of bizarre incidents, it passed the Senate and Trump signed it, it still has to be ratified by 3/4 of the states. And the reason the Electoral College exists is so that the future fate of the entire country is not decided by just California, New York, and Texas, the most populous states, and leaving the least populous states out there with nothing to say. That's the purpose of the Electoral College. But that's never going to get anywhere. Now, as far as this law to stop presidents from pardoning themselves or their family, it's never really been established one way or the other whether that's possible. But I think this edges dangerously close to violating the separation of powers doctrine, where Congress is now intruding on the authority and powers of the executive branch, and they're not really supposed to do that. So this one may wind up as a Supreme Court challenge somewhere down the road. But again, it's all grandstanding. They're going out with one of these, with all of these bills that are going to go nowhere, like the spending bill without the wall, ending the Electoral College, making sure Trump can't pardon himself. And again, they keep forgetting Trump's going to veto every single one of them, at which point the corporate media is going to say, oh, well, Trump must be afraid of something. You know, he refuses to sign that bill saying that he can't pardon himself or his family. So it's all for show. They're already thinking 2020. We just got into 2019. We just had the midterms. They're already thinking the 2020 elections. And there's apparently nobody left in that entire building who's actually thinking about working for the American people and all the problems this country has to deal with. Now, Nancy Pelosi announced last night she has selected Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat from California, to chair the House Intelligence Committee for the next 2 years. And it's basically kind of funny seeing Adam, who used to talk about the fact that acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker was not approved by the Senate, but never mentioning the fact that Bob Mueller, who is clearly highly conflicted, was never approved by the Senate. So we'll see what's going to happen with that here. Here's an article that came on out from Investment Watch blog, and it's basically talking about is there a plot by establishment Republicans against Trump? Now, there's no question the Democrats, they're all in lockstep. They want him gone. They hate him with this gut-level, visceral reaction, which does not lead to good decision-making. But apparently, never-Trumper conservatives are trying to co-opt the MAGA movement's audience. And we're starting to see a change where grassroots conservatives, well, we know they're being erased from social media, but the Never Trumpers, they're not being censored by Facebook, Google, or Twitter. They're still out there. So it's a concerted effort, and it seems to be tied up with the globalists. The globalists absolutely hated Trump. Remember back when he introduced the concept of Make America Great Again, and everybody went ballistic. They even called it racist. It's racist to want to make America great. No, it isn't. It's patriotic to want to make your country better. There's nothing wrong with wanting to make your country better. Last week, there was a bit of a kerfuffle between Mitt Romney and Donald Trump, because Mitt Romney wrote this scathing op-ed in the New York Times, basically saying that Trump was failing to live up to the mantle of being the president, which, if you look at how he's constantly under attack, I can imagine how he might be wanting to keep his head down, so to speak here. But apparently, not only is Romney taking heat from Trump, he's taking it from his own niece, Ronna McDaniel, who also happens to lead the Republican Party. And she came on out and said, again, it's like that congresswoman who used the bad word in her impeachment message. It's inappropriate. And it's inappropriate. It's counterproductive. Over in Massachusetts, Democratic Senate candidate Elizabeth Warren is in hot water yet again. Now, as you know, everybody has nicknamed her Pocahontas because she basically grew up claiming to be Native American, to have Cherokee blood. She used it to help get into college. And she even wrote a book called Pow Wow Chow. And I'm not kidding you. Now, because she's a Democrat, she got away with that. Can you imagine a Republican writing a book called Pow Wow Chow? They tear him apart. Oh, cultural appropriation. It's racist, you know, it's stereotype and all the rest of it. Well, the book was supposed to be the recipes that Elizabeth had inherited from her forebears. And now that we know there were no Cherokee forebears, it turns out the recipes in the book, Pow Wow Chow, were plagiarized from other publications, including the New York Times. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And a quick little reminder, I was going to mention this at the top of the show, but we had that little delay getting in here. The lovely Lady Claire will be joining us in hour number three of today, which those of you on YouTube could probably already guess because I have her chair already set up here. All right, so we're talking about the new incoming House of Representatives and some of the bizarre behavior that we're starting to see, like profanity and lack of dignity. And filing of all kinds of bills, which have no chance at all of succeeding, but are being done for media impact and scoring points. Apparently, Democratic Virginia Representative Jennifer Wexton, who's a freshman congresswoman, outside of her Capitol Hill office, there are three flags. There is a flag of the state of Virginia. There's a flag of the United States, and there's a transgender flag, which I was not even aware there was an official transgender flag, but apparently there is one, and it is now up there on Capitol Hill. Donald Trump is looking at nominating James Webb. Bad news is that James Webb is a known China hawk. He wants us to go after China. We have to seize control of that Western Pacific, because, you know, that should be ours because it reaches all the way to California and therefore it should all be ours here. So Webb served as Secretary of the Navy under Ronald Reagan. He was a critic of the 2003 invasion of Iraq. And, of course, his first task, if he is confirmed, his first task will be to implement Trump's promised U.S. troop withdrawals from Syria and Afghanistan. Maybe. Because Trump appears to be walking back on that Syria pullout. And a lot of people are wondering exactly what is really going on. Now, he announced the pullout, said it was going to be 30 to 100 days. Now he's denying that he had a timetable and said it's going to take several months. Then we get these other reports about how the U.S. is building new bases inside Syria, pointedly without the permission of the Syrian government, and they're sending more hardware in there. So everybody's trying to figure out what's going on. But again, all of this happened right after the visit from Lindsey Graham. And once again, it shows that Trump, unfortunately, is very weak, and he's unable or unwilling to stand up to the pressure being brought to bear on him. Now, over at Chuck Baldwin's website, he's basically decided it's not going to happen. He's out there saying there's no troop pullout. It's basically a lie. He's pulling the wool over the eyes of millions of conservatives, Christians, and, of course, the American people as a whole. Now, over at Israel-Palestine News, they're convinced Trump means what he's saying, and the plan to pull out of Syria enrages pro-Israel chicken hawks. Now, the U.S. press is still pushing an illegal and unconstitutional invasion of Syria, whose stated primary objective, at least this week, is to remove a terrorist organization, which is already pretty much gone. And, of course, we know that the real goal is regime change. They want Assad out. So there's no way to win, and there's no exit strategy. And I think the only reason they're still pushing to stay in Syria is they don't want to admit, as Trump has already done, Syria is lost. Because then the momentum for the war agenda stumbles badly. If we've lost in Syria and Afghanistan, then everybody's going to pull back and say, whoa, let's rethink this whole going into Iran, going up against China and Russia thing. Another article, this from Sputnik News, saying how the regional powers in the Middle East are already making their plans as to what they're going to do after the U.S. withdrawal from Syria. And they comment on the fact that Trump is waffling back and forth about the timetable, as well as whether the U.S. really would be leaving. So everybody is making plans and repositioning. And again, Israel's very unhappy because they want Syria destroyed. They want Assad out, but they don't want to have to do it themselves. That's what the Americans are for. When Israel wants a war, it's the Americans' place in life to pay for it and send soldiers here. Anyway, over at Idlib, apparently the intra-militant struggle is really cranking up. And this is where we have all these different faction groups, many of which are supported or were supported by the United States. Now they're fighting amongst each other for control of Idlib. And I'm sure that the Syrian forces are just standing back and saying, good, let them kill each other. And then we'll go on in and just mop up that operation. Okay, we have to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the war zones. And interestingly enough, the U.S. government, the Pentagon, has decided now that the F-35s may need upgrading in response to the deployment of S-300 missiles to Syria. And apparently the Pentagon has decided that additional tests are now needed for the F-35 to make sure it's really as stealthy as it's supposed to be, out of concern that the plane may not actually be that invisible to Russia's S-300 missiles. So, again, trillion-dollar boondoggle. Now, a few weeks ago, about a month ago, there was a story where a Russian pilot was able to get a radar lock on an American F-22. And you need to understand that stealth has its limits. It can be defeated by a more powerful radar, and stealth is generally designed for a specific radar band. And it's been discovered that by going to other bands, in particular lower frequency ones, you can defeat it. And clearly the Pentagon is worried that the F-35 may not be that stealthy, and they're going to do these additional tests. Because ever since the S-300 showed up, have you noticed that nobody has flown an F-35 into Syria? And the reason for that is purely economic. If just one of those planes gets shot down, then the customers for that aircraft are just going to disappear, because its main selling point is being stealthy. It's not a high-performance aircraft. It's not a dogfighter. It can be beaten by 1970s vintage fighters. The high-tech whiz-bang stuff, for the most part, still isn't working properly. It's a boondoggle. And right now the U.S. is trying to convince our allies and our friends, you must buy our F-35. It's a wonderful aircraft. And if it comes on out that it can be shot down by the S-300 or the S-400 or the coming S-500, that changes the business plan somewhat dramatically here. The U.S. is still trying to arm-twist Turkey to cancel their planned purchase of the Russian S-400 missile air defense system, and apparently they're trying to link it to the sale of the Patriot missile system that Ankara wants. And so what the U.S. is saying is, well, you can't have them both. You can have one or the other. You can have ours or you can have theirs. And right now, the relationship between Turkey and the United States is very much up in the air because of what's going on over in Syria in the Kurdish regions. And nobody's really sure who's on whose side just yet. Erdogan is a wild card, primarily because of the fact that he thinks the United States was involved in that failed attempt to remove him from power a few years ago. And the fact that the cleric that Erdogan says was the mastermind for this is still living in the United States under U.S. protection. Although now there's talk that he may be sent back to Turkey, which shows you how much the United States believes in loyalty to those who serve their interests here. Now, Iran is getting ready to launch a series of 3 space launch vehicles. They want to put satellites into orbit. They have every right to do so. But Mike Pompeo is out there saying, well, you know, Iran can't do that because these space launch vehicles incorporate technology that is identical to that used in intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that would violate UN Security Council Resolution 2231. Now, UN Resolution 2231 endorsed the 2015 nuclear deal, which did not get into the issue of the missiles. It was all about Iran's nuclear reactors, about their enrichment plant, and Iran went along with it. But don't forget, Trump has pulled out of it. And so Iran's foreign minister Zarif is saying, you left the deal. You're not in any position to lecture Iran on UN Resolution 2231. It's no longer any of your business. Iran has also sent messages to the neighboring nations in the Middle East, basically requesting that they do not invite the United States to the Persian Gulf. And basically saying that the United States will come on in and they'll be hatching plots against Iran and not eventually plots against the other countries. I mean, look how many of those Middle Eastern countries the United States has gone into and mucked about. Yemen, Libya, Syria. There aren't that many nations in the Middle East. The rest of them got to be getting a little bit nervous. Oh, now, it's like we've got, 700 plus military bases around the world. We're currently involved in Afghanistan, Syria, Libya, Yemen, several places in Africa. According to Bernie Sanders, we're involved in military actions in 77 nations around the world. Some of them very, very small, but still. And despite warnings from the Pentagon that we are, in fact, stretched a little thin militarily, apparently, the United States has decided it's time to step up their involvement in Latin America, because we have to counter Russia and China. Russia and China are gaining influence in Latin America. Well, they're coming on in. They're doing business. They're building infrastructure. They're doing trade. So U.S. Air Force Chief of Staff General David Goldfein told Foreign Policy in a November interview, when it comes to China and Russia, we're looking at cooperation where we can and pushing back aggressively where we must. Now, the United States historically has always viewed Latin America, in fact, all of South America, as kind of their turf. And they've never been shy about going on down there and mucking about with those countries, such as the 1973 overthrow of Chile's democratically elected President Allende and his replacement with the dictator Pinochet. And the U.S. has played very dirty with a lot of those South American countries, and that's why they don't like the United States, unless they can come and live here, of course. But they don't like the U.S. government and its behavior. But now the U.S. is getting ready to go on back down there, and we're going to go on in there, because if anybody is going to go and do business with Russia and China, with South America, it's going to be us. We don't have anything to sell that they want to buy. But the U.S. is getting some cooperation. Brazil's newly sworn-in president, Jair Bolsonaro, has said he might consider hosting a U.S. military base in the future, and called a Brazilian embassy move to Jerusalem a done deal in a new interview on Thursday. Then apparently, this is being countered by Professor Ari Kakowitz, an expert on Latin America from the Department of International Relations at the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, saying that the Brazilian embassy is not going to move to Jerusalem. So I'm so confused. I have no idea. Israel would like Brazil to do that. Arab leaders have condemned it. They're now applying pressure to Brazil to not go through with it at all. I look at all of this and I keep being reminded of that wonderful movie, Kingdom of Heaven. It was directed by Ridley Scott. He's an amazing director. And one of my regrets is that for the entirety of my film career, I never got to work with him. I never even got to meet him. But the Kingdom of Heaven is all about the fall of Jerusalem during the Crusades. And at the very end, the Saracens have surrounded Jerusalem, and Balian comes on out to have a parley with Salahuddin and says, basically, if you try and take Jerusalem by force, we'll burn it to the ground. Every rock, every stick, everything that drives men mad. And Salahuddin says, I wonder if that would not be best. It's the best line in the entire movie. If you have not seen it, it's out there. Find it on Hulu or Netflix. It is really a well-done movie. Great art direction as well. Getting on back to the modern world and away from motion pictures. The Yellow Vests are still going strong over in France. Macron's government is apparently starting to tremble. One of his top advisors just quit. But the Yellow Vest movement is starting to spread worldwide. It's in Belgium, the Netherlands, it's in Canada. In fact, it's all over Canada. Toronto, Halifax, Edmonton, Saskatoon, Calgary, Alberta, Saskatchewan. I think as we get out of this coming hard winter and into spring, it's going to spread everywhere. Although it hasn't really seemed to gain a lot of traction here in the United States. Now, I know there's a Yellow Vest protest coming up at the California State Capitol in Sacramento, but I haven't really seen it pretty much anywhere else. And mea culpa maxima, I haven't gone down and bought my Yellow Vest yet either. But I think it may, because France and the United States were in kind of the same situation. We were told by the corporate media that the yellow vests were all about fuel prices. But no, if you look at the actual list of the demands by the yellow vests, it's improving the standard of living, closing the borders, an end to austerity, all kinds of legitimate grievances. They're sick and tired of working very hard and having it all taken away by the elites. And in many ways, it is very much similar to the situation France was in before the first French Revolution. It's very similar to what we're seeing here in this country. Over in Nablus, Israeli soldiers opened live fire and tear gas bombs targeting Palestinian students while they were leaving their school in the northern occupied West Bank village of Tel in Nablus. Palestinian security sources said that Israeli settlers attacked Palestinian vehicles passing by the main Nablus-Kalgilia road near the illegal Israeli settlement of Yitzhar. And they're just shooting here. And I think nothing illustrates that better than this story. This is out of B'Tselem.org, where apparently Israeli forces shot and killed three Palestinians, claiming they had basically driven through a checkpoint and intentionally ran over Israelis. And unfortunately, the next day, the military announced that the car, in fact, had not broken through the checkpoint, and no Israelis had been run over. They just shot and killed these three Palestinians for something that did not happen. So we're looking at wars here, wars there, and we need to remember wars do not begin with the declaration of war and end with the declaration of victory. The run-up to war precedes it for quite some time, and the aftermath can last a long time. And apparently over in France, in the Somme battlefields, they are still cleaning up that mess. In 2016 alone, bomb disposal experts collected 25 tons of ammunition from the Somme battlefields. And experts are saying it'll probably take hundreds of years before the area can be declared safe. We have a lot of that same stuff out here in Hawaii. At the end of World War II, they dumped unused ammunition just off the coast here. And it's marked on the maritime charts. No drag netting here. Careful dropping your anchors here. Okay, and let's see. Oh, we are not getting messages. We have callers on the line. Boy, this... Okay. Yeah, the Twitch text window has stopped working. All right, so let's take Jim in Michigan. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Happy New Year, my friend.
Happy New Year.
I guess I just like, well, thank you so much. And to your beautiful wife there, too. I had my daughter and her boyfriend, which is he's a gentleman. He's the best guy that she's ever been with, over for Christmas, and we did somehow get on the topic of global warming. And his background is physics, okay, as far as college is concerned. So I guess the conversation, and I really shouldn't have even been in the conversation because I don't have that much scientific knowledge behind me. To actually prepare for a discussion like we had, it would take me 2 or 3 weeks of researching the whole thing. But what it came down to, I guess, was the fact that he said, as a physicist, that the science is there, that it's undeniable that we have global warming.
well, it's very deniable. The Earth is actually cooling. This next week in Great Britain, we're going to see some major, major cold, wet weather. Even NASA is now admitting that, yes, the Earth is starting to cool. And if you read my ClimateGate article, you will see that the scientists who are desirous of funding and media attention are always out there saying, oh, we're on the edge of a new ice age, or we're on the edge of this or that. Climate is always going to be climate, and the human impact on it is microscopic. It's a fashionable, trendy thing to be involved in. Oh, yes, I'm opposed to climate change. Really? How are you going to stop nature dead in its tracks? Because that's what climate is. It's part of nature.
And, you know, and you have a point, too, but if you look at the math, okay, what they use as a scale to figure out the upcoming trends as far as global warming, the science is correct. But here's the deal. Because he's a physicist, he's using calculations that the mainstream puts over. But if you look at, are you familiar with Lord Monckton?
Yeah, I am, and unfortunately, I'm going to have to let you go because we got to do a commercial break, and I got a bunch of saved-up calls here. Suffice it to say, those charts you're being shown are from computer models, not actually field-collected data. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Let's grab some more phone calls here. And again, I apologize to all of you for not getting to you, but our communication system, which is going to be replaced, okay, the text window has quit working for some reason. And anyway, Al in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike.
You know, I had no problem at all listening to you in the last segment. I mean, you were on fire.
No, the audio is working just fine, but there's also supposed to be a text window through which I can communicate with our board op, who tells me when there are people waiting on the phone lines. And apparently that has simply quit working. Apparently Twitch is going to stop supporting voice and video as of February 1, and that's what's forced our hand to get a new system.
Yeah, I guess there's no money to be made in telling the truth.
I can attest to that.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm telling you, you know, you have that, you're there. You should consider getting into politics. I know you're at the quote-unquote retiring age, but in my opinion, I think you're at the age where you can do a lot of good for a lot of people. I originally phoned in to talk about when you were talking about war. And you know, the United States war budget is just insane. It's huge. All the ancillary, you know, businesses and costs and everything else. But anyways, if peace were to actually break out in the U.S. government internally and on foreign soil, Mike, what would those war profiteers do? What level do you think
they'd look to start another war? I mean, that's what keeps them in business. You know, they don't want peace any more than the medical industrial complex wants health. Their money is in conflict, and if they can't get one, they'll make one. I mean, if you go back and you look at the history of World War One, you get there was this German family. They're very, very wealthy. I'm blanking on the name of it, but they were industrialists and they were weapons makers and they were into a bunch of other things. The Krupps, the Krupp family, and they're still around today, although today they make coffee pots and things like that. And they were very heavy players in politics trying to manipulate the war because they wanted to sell the weapons. And you're always going to see the owners of weapons companies out there saying, we've got to go to war over here. And my concern is how many members of our Congress have stock portfolios just loaded up with stocks from the defense contractors. And that's why they're out there saying, yes, let's go up against China. Let's go up against Russia. Let's send our kids over the entire globe and try and take it all over. They're making money. Even if we were to lose the war, they would come out very rich at the end of it.
Yes. Well, in fact, a huge part of the United States economy is war-driven.
Yes, sadly it is.
It is.
Sadly it is.
It is. I mean, wow. The amount of cash that you don't even have that goes into it is amazing.
Yeah. It is, and it's all borrowed, and our great great grandchildren are expected to pay it off. Al, got to let you go. We got to do a station break, and we'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.